Good morning, I'm James Dawson with your Delaware Public Media Legislative Update for January 28th. Senate lawmakers Wednesday passed the latest proposal to raise Delaware's minimum wage to $10.25 an hour by the year 2020, just under 3 years after the most recent hike was signed into law. If passed by the House, it will come in the form of annual 50-cent increases beginning in 2017. Senator Robert Marshall, the bill's chief sponsor, abandoned a provision linking Delaware's minimum wage to the same cost of living index used by Social Security analysts to secure the one vote he needed to pass it. Marshall made a similar move 2 years ago to shepherd the most recent minimum wage hike through the General Assembly. During the debate, backers of the proposal told opponents that they didn't understand how hard it is for many people in Delaware to support a family or themselves off of low wages. But Senator Dave Lawson countered that supporters in the chamber haven't had to run businesses themselves.
We have a lot of people taking votes and making votes here today that have never had to make a payroll, have never had to see the downside and see what happens whenever they continue to cut in, and you use business as though it was some kind of profanity.
Lawson and others repeated what business interests testified to, noting that now is not the time to raise the minimum wage. That incensed Senator Karen Peterson.
For 40 years, we've heard the same argument. For 40 years, it's never been true. And probably for the next 40 years, it won't be true.
Over 2 days, debate over the bill lasted more than 2.5 hours, eventually ending with its passage. Despite no cues from key House lawmakers as to how it'll be received, Marshall says he's confident it will pass there as well.
The state Senate had 11 votes and we sent it over. We had the public debate. Likely that same debate and other issues may come up over into the House. But, you know, my hope and my prayer is that the House consider the bill.
Governor Jack Markell has also sidestepped answering whether he would sign the bill as it now stands. What is known is House lawmakers will take up a bill to repeal Delaware's death penalty today. It's been one of the biggest surprises to come out of Legislative Hall this year, as Representative Larry Mitchell changed his vote in committee to let the bill go to the floor. Repeal supporters rallied in the House chamber Wednesday, reiterating what they've testified to for the past 3 years, that it disproportionately affects minorities and is a fallible system.
When it comes to communities of color, we investigate too much. We arrest too much. We prosecute too much. We incarcerate too much. And in Delaware, we execute too many.
That's Reverend Donald Morton, who led other community activists in the hour-long discussion. Those who want to keep capital punishment in Delaware have begun building up their campaign as well, though not as public as repeal supporters. Law enforcement groups see it as a way to help deter the most horrific crimes and predict more violence should it be abolished. Debate is scheduled for Thursday afternoon. Also, Governor Markell officially signed into law a corporate income tax cut that will cost the state nearly $50 million over the next 3 years to implement. The new law will also even out income tax payments for small businesses. They'll now pay quarterly estimates instead of 70% upfront by the summer. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.